proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Genesis chapter 10 is the famous Table of Nations. Dr. William Albright, known as the father of biblical archaeology and longtime director of the American School of Oriental Research in Jerusalem in the 1920s and 30s, said of this passage, "It stands absolutely alone in ancient literature, without a remote parallel even among the Greeks. The Table of Nations remains an astonishing accurate document. This amazing Table of Nations is where Babel is first mentioned as being built by Nimrod, the grandson of Ham." Genesis chapter 10, verse 8, and then verse 10 reads, "And Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar." The name Nimrod carries the meaning of rebellion or to rebel. And since Nimrod built the kingdom of Babel, we know these seeds of rebellion were in the heart of its founder. This rebellion against God culminated in the actual Tower of Babel spoken of in Genesis 11. The inhabitants of the city of Babel, under Nimrod's leadership, decided to build the city and tower that reached to heaven. However, God had commanded Noah and his sons to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. This is normally interpreted as a command not only to repopulate the earth, but as children were born and the population increased, to spread out and fill up the earth. The inhabitants of Babel, however, were building this city and remaining in one place and being ruled by one man, that's Nimrod. Nimrod was the first dictator. God wanted mankind to be free, to develop as individuals rather than under the control of one man. Individual freedom has ever been a hallmark of biblical truth, and any government that would take away freedoms has never had the blessings of God. From the very beginning, as we see here in Genesis, this has been true. But let's now discuss a foundational truth that we find here laid in Genesis chapter 11. Verse 1 says, "And the whole earth was of one language and one speech." The English word language is from the Hebrew shafa and literally means lip, but also language is translated as language 7 times in the Tanakh. In order to cause the people to scatter throughout the land, as he originally commanded, God confused the languages of the people of the earth at Babel. God said in Genesis 11, "Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city." So the big question is, what one language did all the earth speak prior to the Tower of Babel? It was obviously the same language of those who lived before the flood. Language is a gift of God to mankind. God created Adam and Eve and spoke to them, and they spoke to each other immediately. Before Charles Darwin published his theory of evolution in 1881, almost all conservative writers, both Christians and Jewish, would say that Hebrew was the original language, and I believe this is correct. There is ample evidence in the words of the Bible that not only was Genesis written in Hebrew by Moses, but he was recording the words as they originally were and not simply his interpretation of those words. The New Testament records a somewhat reverse Babel effect found in Acts chapter 2, when Jewish pilgrims from all over the Roman Empire were in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost at the temple, and there they heard the Apostle Peter preaching his first sermon, each one in their own language. God himself is the greatest of all communicators, as evidenced by John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He gave mankind the gift of language. God showed both at Babel and Pentecost that he is in control of human language. Miscommunication among people, like at Babel, can cause great division. Miscommunication with God, however, can lead to disaster and death. God wants to communicate with us through his Word, and he wants us to communicate with him through prayer. Let's keep the lines of communication with heaven open so that the Lord is free to communicate his plans to us. There is no greater life than the one lived in devotion to serving the Lord. As we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.